Now, even Tuesday, a high of 98 and dry. Obviously, stay hydrated, stay out of the heat as much as possible. An air conditioner, a lake, a pool would be nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a woman was robbed at gunpoint and pepper sprayed in broad daylight Thursday. This happened around 9:30 Thursday morning in the 6900 block of Atlanta Highway. Right now, no arrests have been made. The victim has minor injuries. Via Airlines announced it is pulling out of the capital city. The airline started offering flights from Montgomery to Orlando, Florida last May. The Florida-based airline is also ending its commercial flights out of Mobile and Birmingham. And Alabama Marine Patrol troopers are getting ready for one of the busiest lake weekends of the year. There has already been a boating fatality this year, and troopers say now is the time to check your boating and safety equipment before hitting the water. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At least eight people have died in this week's outbreak of dangerous weather in the central United States.
Father from Utah, who died on Mount Everest after reaching the summit.
The president has ordered full cooperation by the attorney general and all his intelligence agencies to go back to the beginning and investigate how the Russia probe started.
President Trump sent a mixed message about whether the U.S. should send more troops to the Middle East.
I don't think we'll need it, but if we need it, we'll be there in whatever number we need.
The President of the United States and the Speaker of the House took their feud to a new level.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention.
Crazy Nancy, she's not the same person. She's lost it.
The Justice Department filing 18 charges against the WikiLeaks founder, accusing Assange of working with Chelsea Manning, putting the U.S. at risk.
James Holzhauer. He just keeps winning on Jeopardy.
Now a 26-day total of $1,991,135.
It was July in Virginia. The scent of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked the full sway of summer. Seven fateful days, the trees, the flowers, yes, the very ground itself, had shuddered under the roar of cannon, bark of howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. Sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac, and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week. And the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded that wound through the green hills.
Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky. For Colonel Dan Butterfield, a courageous and able soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heart-rending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born, but those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the north and the south, the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, Memorial Day edition of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Linda, who won the gift basket from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Hey, Linda.
How are y'all doing? Fine. How are you?
I am great. Are you excited?
I am so excited. I'm just trying to figure out if I want to pick it up this weekend or next weekend. I don't know which one to do.
I would do this weekend for Memorial Day, my dear. I mean, get peaches, strawberries, peppers. You got watermelon down there. Watermelon. See, there's watermelon. $8. They're great.
Okay. Well, yeah.
But you can pick it up anytime. I just sent Karen your information.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it. I've never been, so I'm excited.
Okay, you need to do something for me, okay?
Okay.
After you go and you get some things, I want you to call back in and tell me about your experience and what you got.
Okay, I sure will then.
Is that a deal?
It's a deal.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Linda.
And we have Old Navy's information, right?
We've got Old Navy's information.
So, Gene, you are the other winner of the $50 gift card to Sweet Creek. Give us a call, Gene. We need more of your information.
This is totally unlike Gene.
I know. She's always listening.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sean. Sean, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, Dan. This is Sean. I just want to honor a man that died this past Monday at 84. He served in Korea by way of the Air Force and came back to Montgomery to be a Montgomery police officer. His name was Dick Payson.
Oh, wow.
And was very instrumental in the... He served on three governor's cabinets as a safety director, traffic control. So he was very civic-minded, and I just think he was one of the smartest men I've ever known.
Well, I appreciate you you mentioning his name to the audience, and that is wonderful. Now, we've already done the drawing for the Memorial
Day. That makes me feel better because I wouldn't have wanted to do it with him. I wouldn't have wanted to profit from honoring him.
Well, Sean, I appreciate you calling in, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, the Memorial Day edition of the Dan Morris Show. Tell me that's Gene. That's Gene?
Yeah, let me get your phone number real quick, Gene.
Well, while we're waiting on Gene to get Gene's information, why don't you play Mark Meadows' Second Cut?
Learn more about what Russia really thought about Carter Page.
Well, I think listen, we will learn more about what they thought about Carter Page.
In other words, not someone who is going to be this nefarious spy guy who is going to help them. I mean, listen, this is ridiculous from the beginning.
I am 100% confident that you will find that the information given to Carter Page was just a ruse. And so when we look at that, you're going to find in these declassified documents that indeed Carter Page, Christopher Steele, and a number of those, it was a planned, organized effort there.
George Papadopoulos.
Yeah.
That was really the beginning, we think, of the real effort to get in deep into this campaign. They used him as a conduit inside, using a special informant, working for the government that you know, we didn't really know much about until recently. What do you perhaps think we might learn?
Well, I think we're going to learn that very early on they knew that he was not a problem, and that yet they continued the investigation, and then they knew that Christopher Steele's documents were not credible, and they continued the investigation. Listen, this is all about the president keeping his promise to the American people. I applaud him for doing exactly what he said to make sure that they get declassified and let the American people judge for themselves.
That was interesting. I mean, these are the guys who have actually seen the documents. And when they're saying things like that, you know it's going to be exactly, I mean, he's going to be spot on. Let's go to the phones and go to Gene, the winner of the $50 gift card. One of the $50 gift cards.
Thank you so very much.
Gene, I we're kind of surprised you didn't call us immediately because you've been wanting to be a winner for a long time.
Oh, I have, honey. Ask Joey how many times I've called him.
I know. He's not in his head. Yes. So what are you going to get while you're down there?
I can't make up my mind since I've never been there. I don't know what all they've got.
Well, I only ask one thing of you, and that is after you go and you experience Sweet Creek, I want you to call back and tell us about it, okay?
I certainly will.
Okay. I just sent Karen your information. As for Karen Ingram, she's at the front desk at in the produce part, and just ask for her and she'll get that card to you. Okay,
thank you so much, Dan.
Congratulations, Gene.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We have three happy campers here.
Yeah,
because I've talked to Old Navy directly and told him he's doing a house closing right now, and so I may meet him down there, matter of fact, he and his lovely bride, Judy. Okay, so let's go back to Lindsey Graham. I thought the Mark Meadows thing was kind of interesting. I think we're on number three, right?
No, we just played the New Yorker.
Oh, we did, the New Yorker.
He was talking about how he needed to lose weight.
Now Lindsey Graham is going to, this is kind of long, but he explains the Democrats and what their motive is here.
Speaking of that, we're hearing things like that from Democrats. They're calling it a cover-up. The question is, how far will they go? Here's Speaker Pelosi.
Now, this time, another temper tantrum. Again, I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country. The President is engaged in a cover-up, and that is what my statement is. If we can get the facts to the American people through our investigation, it may take us to a place that is unavoidable in terms of impeachment or not. But we're not at that place yet.
Your reaction?
Well, what's unavoidable is that she's going to lose her job if she doesn't embrace impeachment, because the people she's in charge of have lost their mind when it comes to Trump. A cover-up. Remember Bob Mueller? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
The guy that everybody trusted. He'll be fair to the country. He'll be fair to the president. You got 400 and something pages. Cover up. Trump gave 1.4 million documents to the special counsel. His attorney, White House counsel, testified for 30 hours. His chief of staff went to testify in front of Mueller, and he answered written interrogatories. What did Donald Trump cover up regarding Mueller? Nothing. Now, if he's fighting back against a bunch of crazy people to try and destroy his life, that's not covering anything up. The House Judiciary Committee is trying to retry the Mueller case. Mueller, to me, was the final word. They actually want to go through everything and do it all over again and get a different outcome. You're not covering anything up when you're fighting a bunch of politicians trying to destroy you and your family.
Right.
When it came time to cooperate with an independent man of the law, President Trump never claimed executive privilege. Here's what I would say is being covered up, the division in the Democratic Party. When she said, there's no division in the House, either she's delusional or she's misleading us. 80%, according to Colonel Sanders, the congressman from Tennessee who ate the chicken, said that 80% of the Judiciary Committee is already ready to impeach President Trump as Democrats. The energy in their party is for impeachment. She is putting lipstick on.
You really think they will? That's terrible politics.
Let me tell you why. If it's between my job and Trump, I'm picking me. You cannot get through a Democratic primary in 2020 without a candidate against you if you do not embrace impeachment. You cannot be their nominee unless you say Donald Trump needs to be impeached, and that's why he's going to win, because most Americans think that's nuts. 53% want to end the Russian investigation, right. And the president's doing a damn good job for the things that matter to you, keeping you safe, increasing your paycheck, and the best is yet to come. He's got to do infrastructure. Right. Mr. President, don't let these guys goach you into not doing good things for the country. Do infrastructure.
Yeah, I tell you what, Lindsay just laid it out perfectly there. Let's go to the phones and go to Master Thespian. Master Thespian, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hello, hello.
How have you been, buddy?
Doing pretty good. I think Nancy Pelosi calling Trump crazy is the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, really. Also, this obstruction of justice stuff. I mean, the they're hiding stuff. You're going to hear... Adam Schiff uses the exact same term, so this is a talking point that the Dems have come up with.
Yeah, it just sounds like she is having words provided to her. But anyway, I know you've already done the drawing, but I wanted to honor my grandfather, who served in World War II. His story is a little unusual. He only served in the Navy for 8 months during World War II, but he did something much more important than that. In December 41, he and my grandmother... were in Chattanooga, Tennessee, when Pearl Harbor happened. He wanted to go and do something then, but my grandmother was 8 months pregnant with my father. So after my father was born in January of 42, and a few months later, he then went to enlist, went to the Army. He did not pass the physical, and he was really despondent, but one of the recruiters pulled him aside and said, hey, you live in Chattanooga, right? He said, yeah. He said, how would you like a good government job that will help the war effort? Sure. Well, what do I need to do? Said, okay. Here, and told him, okay, 6 weeks' time, you can get on the bus, go to Knoxville. So he got on the bus going to Knoxville. They got off the bus in Knoxville, got on an unmarked bus, going to Oak Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
And he worked on the chemical extraction of uranium up until about December of 43. No, excuse me, December of 44, because he then got drafted into the Navy. At that point, they didn't care that he had a slight heart murmur and flat feet. So he got drafted into the Navy and was working on the Great Lakes, about to go over to Japan when they dropped the bomb on Hiroshima. And all the newspapers said the bomb was made in Oak Ridge, and that's when he went, oh, that's what I was doing. Because they didn't tell him anything.
Yeah.
All they told him is their specific job. And in fact, if you talk to anybody about your job, the guys in the black suit took you away. But he had been working on the bomb and did not realize it. So he didn't see any combat in World War II. They discharged him not long after that and went back to Chattanooga and found out, hey, if you want your job back, you can come back. He went back to Oak Ridge, worked for 35 years with Union Carbide, working on nuclear materials, and swapping warheads out and all sorts of stuff. And then none of us knew it until after he retired started telling us all this stuff. We were kind of mind-boggled. Holy cow. Our grandfather worked on the bomb.
Yeah, Oak Ridge is a fascinating place. I've gone through a tour when I was in Washington. A friend of mine was the head of the Energy Department, John Harrington, and he's actually an advanced guy for me. And he set it up where I was talking to him. He said, you ought to go down there. I'll give you the VIP insider tour. And it was fascinating what all went on there.
It is. And they still do research there. They still do a lot of classified experiments. But a lot of people don't realize how crucial that was to the war effort. And just a lot of little people, not just the people who did Oppenheimer and the others who did the theoretical work, but the
the nuts and bolts people who were in there every day, punching their clock, going to work, they helped win the war.
Yeah, and they picked this very secluded, rural, little, you know, kind of mountainous area, so that, you know, it was hard to get to and hard to see.
And if it blew up, it hopefully wouldn't kill very many people.
There you go, exactly.
They even built the residential part of Oak Ridge on one side of the ridge and the laboratory on the other side of the ridge. So just
in case something happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
fascinating place.
Thanks for a great show today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Thespian. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Talk 93.1 WACV. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Memorial Day is also the most solemn American holiday, a day to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice while defending their nation. The Civil War, America's bloodiest chapter. Over 600,000 soldiers killed in action. Almost every community in every state suffered the loss of young men. As the war came to an end, mourners in both northern and southern states began placing flags and flowers on the graves of fallen soldiers. The town of Waterloo, New York is officially credited with starting the holiday. On May 5th, 1866, its citizens closed their shops and businesses so that everyone could decorate the graves of the men killed during the war. Then an old war general had an idea. John A. Logan was the leader of a Union Veteran Association. He spearheaded an effort to unite all the decoration services into one national holiday, designating May 30th as Decoration Day. On the first National Decoration Day, 1868, 5,000 war widows, orphans, and other mourners gathered at Arlington National Cemetery. They placed flowers and ribbons on the 20,000 graves of both Union and Confederate soldiers. Two future presidents and fellow Union veterans, Ulysses Grant and James A. Garfield, attended the ceremony. Throughout the 19th century, Decoration Day grew. Ceremonies were held in major Civil War battlefields like Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and Antietam Field in Maryland. By the end of the century, the holiday was renamed Memorial Day. But war wounds ran deep. Most southern states refused to commemorate a holiday they regarded as honoring Union soldiers. So each state commemorated their war dead with different Confederate Decoration Days. Several southern states continue the tradition to this day. World War I ushered in the age of modern warfare. America lost over 130,000 soldiers in the global conflict. This shared experience finally bonded America's North and South. When the war ended, May 30th became a day to honor all American soldiers who died in battle as far back as the Revolutionary War. America interred its first unknown soldier in Arlington National Cemetery on Armistice Day, 1921. Every Memorial Day, this soldier and other unknown soldiers are honored with a wreath-laying ceremony conducted by the President or Vice President. They are reminders of all those who never made it home. Memorial Day became a federal holiday in 1971, and Congress shifted it from May 30th to the fourth Monday in May, giving federal workers a three-day weekend. All across America, veterans and civilians still gather in parades and vigils to remember the generations who gave their lives for their nation's freedom.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute, we'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the
Demo Show Memorial Day Edition.
That I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker.
One of my favorite songs.
Riding from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world.
Seven 2 9 2 2 8. That's where we are. Couple of things here. Usually, when the president goes overseas, if you remember, he would go, he would leave the country. Then all of a sudden, the shoe would drop. Something would happen. And now we kind of detect that those were leaks that were coming out of FBI, DOJ type people, bad players over there, CIA types. And I noticed that he's left for Japan, and we haven't heard anything. Now, Joey just told me that Nadler was at an event, a de Blasio event, I'm talking about two losers, in New York, and he almost fainted. Is that right?
Yeah, he fell. He seemed faint, almost like a pasty ghost image, white as snow kind of face, and he was rushed to the hospital. So there's a, it was in the middle of de Blasio.
Is there a videotape of that?
I believe so, actually. If I can.
That will be the news tonight. The face of impeachment.
Let's see.
Passing out.
Yeah, here's the video right here, apparently.
Mine won't load. Oh, man, he didn't look too good there.
No, I'm just seeing a screenshot, and he does not.
Yeah, he's got that kind of, that look, that staring off in space look.
Yeah, and there's a big, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and one eye is a little crossed.
Oh, no.
I wonder if he had a stroke. That actually had a timing on it. So we'll, as soon as we see something cross on Fox, we'll try to go take that live. I'm surprised Fox hadn't played that yet.
Right.
They're right down the street from that. Okay, 272-9228. Let me pick up some other stuff here. Matt Schlapp was on Fox and Friends this morning, and I believe his group's the Conservative Union, but Matt Schlapp is going to be talking about the Barr situation and that Barr being on the case.
President Trump raising the stakes in the Mueller fallout battle. The president giving the AG Bill Barr sweeping new powers to investigate the surveillance of the Trump campaign in 2016 and to make that material public at his choosing. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying this, today's action will help ensure that all Americans learn the truth about the events that occurred and the actions that were taken during the last presidential election. A hot issue today and going forward. Matt Schlapp, former White House political director, chairman of the American Conservative Union. Been a lot of reaction to this already. Why don't you tell us how you feel about it?
Yeah, I think this is awfully important for us as a country. The politicization of the FBI, the fact that both presidential campaigns and candidates were under investigation by the FBI, the fact that the FBI was able to put people in leadership, in sensitive leadership roles, who had a political agenda, is very troubling to the American people. And I, for one, I think a lot of other Americans would like to simply know the facts. We've been told about possible Trump crimes, and that has been proven by the Mueller report to have been a waste of time. The real issue here is, how did our intelligence services, how did the people we should trust get it so wrong?
How did they get it so wrong? Matt Schlapp's right on target with that. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, guys. No, that was a picture of Jerry Nadler on a good day.
He didn't look too hot in that photograph, I tell you that.
He don't look too hot anyway, man.
Yeah,
look at that eyebrow.
The guy
moved and repasted in the wrong place.
I told Joey, I said, I bet his cardiologist keeps a very close eye on him.
Man, oh, the Democrats are in such deep, you know what, I cannot believe it. And how about Chairman Kim's comments about Joe Biden? Have you heard those?
No, I have not.
You need to pull it up. I can't quote it verbatim, so I'm not going to quote it, but Joe Biden was giving Kim hell, and Kim came back with some really good statements about how stupid Biden was and how he's been a foreign policy failure his whole career. This comes from Chairman Kim. So,
a name you know and trust.
Yes, but I mean, I like him better than Joe Biden. At least he's for real.
With a bad haircut.
Yeah. And you know what? Oh, Kim has really gained a lot of weight. Boy, poverty in North Korea is doing him damn good. Whenever him and Putin were walking down the aisle, of course, Putin has got a strange walk, too, of a guy that has an inferiority complex, no doubt about it.
I have the full statement here if you want me to read it.
Please.
Biden.
Oh, yeah. And you know what, guys? I'm working. I would like for you to read. I just want to say happy holidays. Thank God for our veterans and the Memorial Day and all that. And next time we do something like this, I have a great veteran I'd like to call.
Are you indoors or outdoors today?
Oh, I'm indoors, right down the street from you. I'm going to stay here a few days because it's brutal, dude.
What street are you
in? Allendale.
Allendale.
Same place.
Allendale Place or Allendale? Actually, Allendale.
Actually, Allendale. You know the house very well. You've been passing by it a long time.
Where
the basketball goal was.
Okay, yeah, I know where you are.
I told Joey about the people moving in. He'll tell you who's moving in.
Thanks for telling me, Cole.
Anyway.
You stay cool.
I sure will. Have a great weekend and safe, guys. You going to be on the air Monday, you think?
We're going to do it. Today's show will be replayed on Monday. Did you hear that, Rotop? Guess not. Guess we lost him. Okay, read away, my friend. Read away.
Joe Biden made a comment during a campaign stop this past Saturday, accused Trump of cozying up to dictators and tyrants like Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin. And the North Koreans' mouthpiece essentially said this, quote, what he, I'm assuming Biden, what he uttered is just sophism of an imbecile, bereft of elementary quality as a human being, let alone a politician. It added, there is nonstop comment over his bid for candidacy that he is not worth pinning hope on, backed by the jeer that he is a fool of low IQ. Yet he is self-praising himself as being the most popular presidential candidate. This is enough to make a cat laugh.
Okay, so what Biden's going to do is say, see, Kim Jong-un is siding with Donald Trump. That's what that's going to turn into. I promise you, that is what it's going to turn into. Okay, let's continue. I want to see if I can hit this match slap thing right. And if I don't have this one right, then we know where the other cut is. Oh, yeah, this is the Schiff statement. Now, listen to what Schiff says here in his tweet.
From the left now, here they come. Adam Schiff, in this tweet, he said the following. Schiff says, while Trump stonewalls the public from learning the truth about his obstruction of justice, Trump and Barr conspire to weaponize law enforcement and classified information against their political enemies. The cover-up has entered a new and dangerous phase.
The cover-up.
This is un-American. That's how he concludes. Un-American, Matt.
Hey, Bill, you're a smart guy. How can you have a cover-up when what you're doing is making things public? The whole point of this is to take the information which Team Obama, and fortunately too many people at the beginning of the Trump administration, tried to put behind a lock and key, and to open up as much as we can so that we can see how the people we should trust in public service got it so wrong and politicized the FBI and other federal departments that should have nothing to do with politics. It's all about transparency. Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, they have it exactly wrong when they say it's a cover-up.
Okay, so notice Schiff is now using the word cover-up. So obviously this is a talking point, that everything that's going to be coming up is that whatever he's doing in the IG report and whatever he's doing to declassify a thing is to cover up something. Promise you, this is going to be their new mantra. We're going from Russian collusion to cover-up. We're transitioning there. And these guys are about to panic themselves right into a knife. It is going to be really, really ugly. Okay, so Matt talks about Team Obama and their thumb being on the scale.
Bill Barr, 1 week ago, San Salvador, here in America's newsroom, the following question and answer. Listen closely to the last phrase that he uses here.
In a sense, I have more questions today than I did when I first started.
Some of what things don't hang together?
Some of the explanations of what occurred.
Why does that matter?
Well, because I think people have to find out what the government was doing during that period. If we're worried about foreign influence, for the very same reason, we should be worried about whether government officials abused their power and put their thumb on the scale. And so I'm not saying that happened, but I'm saying that we have to look at that.
For Bill Barr's full speed ahead, that whole thumb on the scale comment sticks in my head, Matt.
Yeah, for sure. So here's the real question. You asked a good question there. Why do we have to know all this information? And the answer to that is because it'll happen again, Bill. A presidential campaign could be affected because of a politicization of these government agencies. And what I'd like to know, and I think a lot of Americans fairly want to know, what did President Obama intend to get accomplished when he set his team loose to surveil Team Trump? What did Joe Biden know when that happened? These questions need to be answered because you have Joe Biden now running for president. He's leading in all the Democratic polls. This question is no longer about Russia and collusion. It's about abuse of power under Obama and Biden. If they have good answers, give the answers. But the cover-up and secrecy pervaded by the Obama administration must come to an end.
Okay. So Matt Slapp, I think, is spot on with this whole thing. This is that is the tone that you get from listening to Lindsey Graham on Fox and Friends, listening to Matt Slapp on America Newsroom, Mark Meadows being interviewed by Laura Ingraham last night. It gives you kind of a flavor of it. Here's a real shorty here on Matt Slapp talking about Mueller possibly not testifying.
Okay, then we do know that Mueller will apparently not publicly testify. We'll see where that goes in the end.
Why now, isn't he testifying? Well, why isn't he? Question. Isn't it curious?
Why not?
Why isn't he testifying? I find this very curious. Bob Mueller, you put together this team of, the president called them killers. You put together partisan Democrats. You came up, you put taunting language in your report. Why aren't you testifying? I don't know the answer, but I find it incredibly curious.
Yeah, I can tell you what's going to happen. He's going to get in there. They're going to do a closed door. The Democrats are going to come back and lie about what he said. But there will be a transcript that will eventually be released from this whole thing. And I tell you, Mueller is going to be asked some embarrassing questions, or questions that will embarrass him. For example, using news reports as actual evidence that there were Russian contacts. Using Russian contacts, or they were calling Russian contacts that actually weren't Russian contacts. This thing is littered with mistakes, littered with them. And we're going to see what a terrible job Mueller did on this report. And that's why he probably isn't going to show up. And if he does show up, it's not going to be public. And you're not going to see him fumble all over the place. Okay, so now let me go to Paul Reed, so you can hear how CBS is playing this.
President Trump is pushing harder to investigate the investigators who started the Russia probe. He put out a memo last night giving sweeping new power to his attorney general, who is carrying out his repeated requests for an investigation. Paul Reed is at the White House with more on this story.
Attorney General William Barr has already demonstrated his willingness to do the president's political bidding. Unprecedented authority to select information to declassify, and that gives him the power to control the narrative around the origins of the Russia investigation.
God, this is all nonsense.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler slammed the investigation into the origins of the Russia probe.
There is no basis whatsoever to believe that anybody in the intelligence community did anything wrong in terms of starting the investigation.
The president doesn't see it that way.
A phony investigation based on no facts, based on an overthrow of the president.
In a memo late Thursday, the White House announced William Barr can bypass agencies who usually control whether their secrets are made public. Barr will now decide what the public learns about the origins of the investigation.
Did you hear the tone that they did that? No, he already is doing the bidding for Donald Trump. So the fact that they're putting suspicion on this whole thing from day one. Why can't they just report the damn news? Just report it. Don't slant it. You heard the little slants that were in there. Don't slant it like that. Just report the news. Tell them what happened. Don't then cast a doubt about it. Just tell them what happened. Continue on, my friend. Continue on.
It's yet another escalation as the war of words between President Trump and Speaker Nancy Pelosi reached a fever pitch Thursday.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention.
Crazy Nancy.
His master of distraction. We will all agree on that.
She's lost it.
The president lobbed insults at his Democratic rivals while standing in front of a group of farmers as he announced $16 billion in aid for farms that have been hurt by his so far unsuccessful trade war with China.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
Speaker Pelosi shot back in a tweet, "When the extremely stable genius starts acting more presidential, I'll be happy to work with him on infrastructure, trade, and other issues." Facing a stalemate at home, the president is heading abroad to Japan and a friendlier audience.
Prime Minister Abe said to me very specifically, "You are the guest of honor. There's only one guest of honor."
The president heads to Tokyo later today, but this trip is more ceremony than substance. On the agenda, a state banquet, front row seats at a sumo wrestling match, and a trip to a U.S. naval base to honor the troops for Memorial Day.
Okay, let me tell you, those were not two separate clips. That was the same story that started out talking about what Barr was doing and releasing information. That lasted for about a minute and 20 seconds. And then it transitions over to Trump and the Pelosi argument. they just could not stay with a story that is huge and kind of report on it. They had to go editorialize with it, talking about Barr doing his bidding, and then they had to transition it over to the Pelosi-Trump fight.
And without even taking sides on the Trump-Pelosi fight, I think this is just an example of stupid news, stupid, petty palace intrigue news. Like, this is not serious stuff.
Yeah, they didn't want to report what an actual hard fact. They wanted to get back into the personalities and what Trump did wrong today.
But she said he needs an intervention. He called her crazy. Like, I mean, come on, folks. But I guess they can't help themselves. I think it's big. I don't remember the last time a president kind of delegated that sort of power. Now, it is constrained to just what, you know, the origins of the Russian investigation. So it's interesting, though. And I think it's a smart move by the president
in order to say, move.
I'm not doing it myself. I'm leaving it up to the Attorney General.
Yeah, he's living up to Attorney General. Attorney General seems to be bulletproof now. Everybody's attacking him.
Oh, sure.
And talking about how bad he is and how dishonest. Joe Scarborough just waxed on about how dishonest he is. And he called him a liar 5 times at least. It just in one little set there. Mm-hmm. It is just, these guys, I'm telling you, this is panic mode. Panic mode. Guess what I had done today at my house?
Ooh.
Mosquito shield.
Yeah.
You know what mosquitoes sound like? When they find out Jay's showing up with a mosquito shield, they go, oh my God, run! They get the heck out of there.
So after the whole area, your backyard, the deck, everything's sprayed, do you just stand above your conquered enemies and go,
that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to use that often. That is our new thing when Trump lands a punch in this whole Russian collusion delusion, and the Dems start getting smacked around, and they don't realize they're getting smacked around, we're going to use that. News 783.1, final segment of the show, the Memorial Day edition of the show. Don't forget, Fresh Market ribs, $14.99 a slab, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, beginning at 11 o'clock. To 3, or when they sell out, whichever comes first, go by and try them. They're great. Gonna be back. Last segment, right after this.
Sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
The Dan Morris Show.
And baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What can I say? It's an old-fashioned summer heat wave, and it is still just the month of May. For tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 71. For tomorrow, another very hot day, maybe up to about 98 for a high. That's another record. The sunshine and the blazing heat continues on Sunday and Monday. I've got the high pegged at 99, but we could easily get to the century mark either one or both of those days, and still we're dry. In fact, even on Tuesday, we're in the upper 90s. Take precautions, stay hydrated, wear sunscreen, stay under an air conditioner if you can, or jump in a pool or a lake. It'll be a little cooler on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Final segment, boys and girls. You want your voice to be heard? Well, you better call. Let's see. I got to pick some stories here, don't I? Let's do the bipartisan bill to help employers ease student debt. This is something I'm very much for.
A new tax incentive for businesses and workers could bring relief for many of the more than 44 million Americans saddled with student debt. Collectively, they owe more than $1.5 trillion, a truly crushing amount of money. Ed O'Keefe is on Capitol Hill with a proposal that is finding support from both parties. We don't hear that much these days. Ed?
The idea is to allow companies to provide tax-free student loan relief to workers that are paying off student loan debt. It's supported by hundreds of Democrats and Republicans up here, but like most things, it's being held up by politics. That means that recent college grads looking for help and the companies willing to provide relief are going to have to wait a little longer. 24-year-old Juan Navarro works in the corporate offices of Fairway, a chain of grocery stores based in Iowa. He has more than $19,000 left to pay on his student loans.
Didn't really grasp until my junior year of college when I said, wow, I'm going to be a graduate next year and I'm going to have all this debt.
Navarro is paying down his debt with the help of Fairway. The company is giving him roughly $5,000 to help erase his student loans.
With this benefit now, I'm able to save money on interest and also to get rid of my student loan debt quicker.
But the benefit is taxed, so Fairway and Navarro are waiting for Congress to sweeten the deal. Currently, a company can contribute up to $5,250 tax-free each year for tuition assistance, helping workers who are attending classes while on the job. But no such tax break exists to help workers who are paying off student loans on degrees they've already earned. A bill working its way through Congress would let companies do just that. Neither the company nor the employee would pay any tax on the money. So far, companies like Starbucks, Verizon, and Hewlett-Packard support the legislation. The athletic company New Balance said in a statement that if the bill passes, the company will introduce a student loan repayment benefit. All we are waiting for is federal legislation.
Okay, so what happens now is if your company pays you, gives you money to pay off your school debt is considered income. So you're paying Social Security on that, and you're paying state and federal taxes on that.
Okay, yeah.
If they do it this way, and a lot of law firms do this, by the way, and so you come in as a junior lawyer, and they'll say, okay, we're going to pay you this amount of money. It's going to be your salary, but then we're going to pay this much of your debt, but it's going to be taxed to you. And so they'll have a financial guy to explain it to them. I would do that for a couple of different firms.
That's a good idea, actually. That's, I think, a good way to help with the burden.
Yeah, okay. What you do is you can go in and, I mean, how valuable would it be to go in and hire somebody instead of paying them $20,000 and give them $10,000 in income to go pay off basically $7,000 in debt, is to say, what we're going to do is we're going to pay you $20,000 and then give you $7,000 towards your debt so you can pay it off in 3 years. You're going to get a much higher quality person.
Well, and I'd imagine some deals might be like signing bonuses, these sorts of things, depending on the type of job. I love the idea. Just get the taxes out of the way and let the company solve the problem.
It's one of the biggest problems is student debt. Yeah. I have to deal with that issue on a monthly basis. Let's listen to the second part of the story.
This gives a win for the student and a win for the employer.
And then they come out and trade in their cap and gown for a mountain of debt and uncertainty.
The idea is backed by more than 24 other senators and more than 140 members of the House. But in the Senate, it'll need to pass as part of a larger tax bill that's yet to be introduced. Some critics warn that while popular, the incentive would encourage more borrowing and higher education costs.
In the long run, the worst thing we could do is say even more to students, someone else is going to pay that debt, not you.
Why not focus instead on compelling or forcing colleges and universities to just charge less?
I think that's got to be part of the solution.
It's not going to solve every problem, as Mark pointed out, but we think it's realistic. We think it's something that could pass.
Even in a place as dysfunctional as Washington, this one should be a no-brainer.
Navarro says the repayment benefit he's already receiving has changed his life.
I'm a little less stressed, a little more excited for my future, what it can hold, as far as I will be out of debt sooner.
Late last night, we got word that this legislation has support from Ivanka Trump, someone known to have a little sway with her father. She said in a statement to CBS News that she and her team believe this legislation will have a transformative effect on students entering the workforce, as well as workers seeking to advance their careers. We hope that Congress can set its differences aside and provide solutions. Anthony?
So, Ed, if there's support from the White House now, what exactly is the holdup?
Well, like we said there, and this is a tricky thing, it has to be part of a broader piece of legislation that deals with some changes to tax law. There is one in the works. We'll see exactly when later this year it gets passed. But, you know, this is a good sign. There are some proposals from presidential candidates to basically relieve all student debt. I think this is a signal from both parties, at least in Congress, that this might be a more realistic first step.
Another thing that's happening out there is where people are coming into a corporate world and working for someone and going to college with the promise that they're going to come back and work for that company. And then they're helping them out with education skills. And then they're getting the exact employee that they want. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Tuesday at 12 o'clock for the live show. The replay will be Monday, and it'll be today's show. Be good, be safe. Please be back Tuesday at 12 o'clock, and keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Bidell, the great, he's next. Adios.